Good morning and praise the Lord. God is good. Maybe I should say good day or greetings to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe it's not morning when you call in, but you know in the morning is a good time to meditate upon the Lord. Throughout the day it's a good time to meditate on the Lord. So it may be morning, it may be noon, it may be evening. But God bless you as you seek to walk with the Lord. I think this morning I'm going to start reading at Colossians 3:13. And my phone number, in case you want to get a hold of me, in case you want to leave a blessing or share your testimony with me. I love to hear people's testimonies. What has God done in your life? So anyway, my phone number is 717-656-9576. And it says here in Colossians 13, forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Well, let me go back and read that in the ESV. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Oh, what does it say here? What does it say? It says, that we are to forbear one another. We are to forgive one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, that means if we have disagreements, we are to forgive, even as Christ forgave us. And then it goes on to say, and above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Which is the bond of perfectness. Perfection. In the ESV it says, and above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Oh, isn't that beautiful? Which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Harmony. You know, if we have love in our heart, if we have Jesus Christ, if we have the love of Jesus in our heart, oh, brothers and sisters, oh, dear friends, if we have Jesus Christ in our hearts, then there will be unity in the church. You know, many times if there's not unity in the church, it's a sign that we as a church or we as brothers and sisters have given place to the devil. We have given place to our own flesh. And our own flesh rises up and says, well, yeah, I don't agree with that. You know, this is the way it is. I just don't agree with it. You can think the way you want to, but I don't agree with it. You know, that's not a godly person that is going to talk like that, that is going to act like that in the presence of others or even in the presence of God. We don't do that. It says, above all these things, put on charity. That's not charity. That's not love if we do that one to another. You know, it's almost like I have said those words, but I just wanted you to, it almost grips my heart to even have said those words, because it's just not right to say words like that and to brothers and sisters, to rise up in our flesh and to say things like that. It's not right. It's not right. That's not the love of God in our hearts. And verse 15, Colossians 15, Colossians 3:15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body. And be ye thankful. Be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell richly. Dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Oh, how beautiful this is when we can do that. Let's read these couple verses in the ESV. It says in verse 15, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. You know, if we have thankfulness in our hearts, that will do a lot. That will do a lot. Realizing that we have nothing of ourselves. You know, if we can just realize who we are of ourselves, and that we are, there's no good thing, for we all have come short of the glory of God. And to realize that there's no good thing within us, and that every good thing that is in us comes forth from the Father and from God himself. And he is the one. And we should be so thankful to him that he has given us life. That he has given us blessings in abundance. And whatsoever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Now, I would like to go into some rules for Christian households. I'm not sure if I'm going to make a lot of comments here or not, but it says here in verse 18, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. It says in the ESV here, in verse 19, it says, husbands, love your wives and be not harsh with them. You know, husbands, love your wives. In the King James Version, it says, husband loves your wives and be not bitter against them. Be not bitter against them. I used to think, well, of course, I love my wife. I'm not going to be bitter against her. But you know, that bitterness can spring up unawares. So let's check our hearts. How is it with our spouse? How are we? How are we really doing? Let's check our hearts. Let's consider. Let's take time to stop and consider. How is it? How is my heart? How is it deep down in my heart? Do I have, you know, like it says here in the ESV, says husbands, but you can put your, if you are a wife, you can even put your own self in there. Wife, love your husband. Do not be harsh with them. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. You know, that comes a lot closer home, doesn't it? Sometimes we're we can be a little bit harsh. But let's beware. Let's avoid those things. And then, children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they become discouraged. Servants, talking about employees. Servants, obey in all things your employer. This puts it pretty close home, doesn't it? Servants, obey in all things your masters, according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And we must realize that we are, as we serve one another, as we serve our employer, we are serving God. And let's do it with joy, not as man pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord. Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men. I'm kind of reading both the King James Version and the ESV, trying to make it a little bit more clear. Excuse me. Then in Colossians 3, verse 24, it goes on and says, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. You know, it's Jesus Christ who gives the inheritance. It's Jesus Christ who gives the rewards. If we just do everything we do, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. You know, does our life, what people see in our life, does that remind them of the Lord Jesus Christ? Does that remind them of a holy person? You know, if we live our lives in purity and holiness, around others, in the workplace, wherever we may be, in the store, if we live an upright life, that is going to speak volumes to those that are observing. Oh, let us be a testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done. And there is no respect of persons. You know, it doesn't matter who you are, whether you are the king's son, a prince, or whether you are the king himself, does not matter who you are. You will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. Oh, let us be faithful unto the Lord Jesus. Let us serve him. Let us continue to lift up the name of Jesus. And like I often quote, there in Matthew, the end of Matthew, it says, go you out into all the world and preach the gospel. It's our calling. It's a commandment from the Lord Jesus Christ that we are to go out into all the world and preach the gospel. Yes, we are to preach the gospel in all the world. Yes. One individual cannot go throughout the whole world preaching the gospel. But at another place he says that we are to start in Jerusalem, which means that we are to start at home. We are to preach the gospel at home. We are to preach the gospel to our neighbors. We are to let our light shine and preach the gospel to those around us. And if we are faithful at home, then God knows where he can go if he needs someone to send overseas. He knows where he can where there's a faithful one. It says that his eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth, seeking, seeking those who seek after him. Maybe not quoted quite perfectly there, but he's seeking. His eyes run to and fro, seeking throughout the whole earth, seeking those that, whose heart are perfect towards him. And then he knows who they are, and he will use you if you are faithful. So God bless you this morning. It's been a pleasure speaking to you this week, and may God's grace be upon you. Oh, I trust that you can take these little seeds that I've given you this week, and they can grow, and you can become a strong, you can become a mighty person in Christ, and that you can do mighty exploits for Jesus Christ. Oh, I pray this morning in the name of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father, that you would pour out your Spirit upon the listeners. Give them grace to walk in your humility, in your holiness, and in your righteousness, and help them, to each one, to cooperate with the Lord Jesus Christ, to bring glory and honor to his holy name. Oh Lord, we just commit it to you in the name of Jesus, our beloved Savior. Amen. God bless you. God be with you.